And John Fuang used to say there were two types of people in the world who come to meditation. Those who think too much, those who don't think enough. His approach, of course, was to get those who think too much to get their mind more quiet. I know for years he kept telling me, just stay with quieting the mind, stay with your breath. He said, in cases like yours, don't worry about insight. Once the mind is really still, then the insights will naturally come because the mind is naturally inquisitive. For other people, though, the ones who don't think enough, who found it easy to get into concentration, he would have them ask questions because their minds were not naturally inquisitive. They're more inclined just to being calm. The point being is that you have to compensate for your imbalance. Awakening doesn't come through insight alone, nor does it come through calm alone. You need the two qualities of mind working together. And this is John Fuang was following what the Buddha had to say. He said there are those who find calm easy, find it easy to get their mind tranquil. They should ask those who are good at insight, how should fabrications be seen? How should they be investigated? How should they be seen through insight? Fabrications here is a translation for sankhara. The mind's tendency to put things together. Its tendency to put the present moment together. The way you breathe is a bodily fabrication. The way you talk to yourself, direct a thought and evaluation, where you direct your thoughts to a certain topic, and then you comment on it, ask questions about it, try to answer the questions. That's verbal fabrication. Mental fabrication is perceptions and feelings. Perceptions are the labels you apply to things. Like right now, you're sitting with the breath. What sensations in the body are breath sensations? Which ones are liquid sensations? Which ones are earth sensations? Which ones are warmth sensations? How do you visualize the breath to yourself? It's good to think of it not so much as the air coming in and out through the nose, but the flow of energy in the body. Where do you feel that flow? How do you picture it to yourself? That's the perception. Then there's feeling tones of pleasure, pain, neither pleasure nor pain. How can you breathe in a way that feels good? Soothing when you're feeling frazzled. Energizing when you're feeling tired. Relaxing when you're feeling tense. All this is fabrication. That's one way of seeing it, dividing into these three types. Another way of seeing it is divided into the five aggregates. There's form, the form of your body as you feel it from within right now. Feeling tones again, perceptions. Fabrications, in this case would be the intentions that put things together where you're thinking complete sentences. And finally, consciousness, your awareness of these things. These five things are fabricated in the sense that you have a potential coming in from the past for these five things. But in the present moment, you put them together in various ways through your intentions. There's an intentional element in your experience, even of just the form of the body. There's an intentional element in your feelings, your perceptions, your thought constructs, even the act of consciousness. That's another way of seeing fabrications. Then you investigate them. Which ones are actually worth fabricating? Which ones are not? You investigate how they originate, how they pass away. Because that's the nature of fabrications. They arise, they change as they persist, and then they pass away. Which ones are actually worth fabricating? Because some are. After all, the path itself, the whole path from right view down to right concentration is fabricated. That's worth fabricating. There are a lot of other things, though, that you could be thinking about, which are not really worth the effort. Big waste of time. You see them with insight as to what's worthwhile, what's not. And ultimately, you let them all go. You let the path go when it's done its work. In the meantime, though, keep at it. So if you find the mind settling down easily, these are some of the questions you should ask in order to gain more insight, to bring things into balance. As for those who already have it easy to see things in terms of these fabrications, in terms of the questions of insight, there the Buddha says you should ask someone who is really good at getting the mind still. How should the mind be steadied? How should the mind be settled? How should it be unified? How should it be concentrated? In other words, how to get the mind really, really still. Right concentration, of course, is jhana. The word jhana is related to a verb, jayati, which has two meanings. One is to get the mind in jhana. The second is to be a fire that's burning with a steady flame. They have other verbs for flickering flames in Pali. Jalati is an ordinary one. But for jhana, that's the flame of an oil lamp. You can read by an oil lamp. The same way when the mind is steadily in concentration, you can read it. See clearly what's going on. The more quiet you get the mind, the more subtle things you're going to see. Ideally, you want to get insight and tranquility to be working together. As in the Buddha's instructions for breath meditation. Take the first two tetrads out of the 16 steps. You discern long breathing, you discern short breathing. Then you train yourself to breathe in certain ways. In other words, you're not just watching the breath willy-nilly. You have certain intentions in mind. The first intention is to be aware of the whole body as you breathe in. But sometimes they say that's the whole length of the breath. But what is your experience of breath? It's a whole body experience. It's a full 3D experience. The image the Buddha gives of someone doing breath meditation is of a turner. Back in the old days, they didn't have lathes like we have now. If you're going to turn a piece of wood, say to make a balustrade in a stairway, you would hold one end with your foot. Right next to your foot, you have a blade. And with the other hand, you hold the blade with one hand. With the other hand, you have what looks like a bow that wraps around the other end of the wood, and you move it back and forth. And as the Buddha says, you know when you've made a long turn, you know when you've made a short turn. Because old-fashioned lathes are not modern ones. Just go at the same speed all the time. Turn the same direction, same amount all the time. With a short turn, you don't want to get the blade too deeply into the wood, so you make a short turn. When you make a long turn, it's because you want the blade to go deeper. I've seen videos of these old-fashioned turners. And although they are concentrated on the blade, where the point where the blade meets the wood, they also have to be fully aware of their other hand, the hand that's actually doing the turning. It's a full body experience. It's focused, but it's full body. So be aware of the whole body as you breathe in, the whole body as you breathe out. And then the Buddha says you calm bodily fabrication. You're putting the tranquility and you're putting the insight together here. Because what is bodily fabrication? Well, as I said, it's the in and out breath. You try to breathe in ways that are more and more calm. You don't force the breath to stop. First, you have to fill the body with good breath energy. And as it's full, then the need for more in and out breathing gets less and less. Which means that when you're breathing out, don't squeeze things out. Try to relax into a sense of fullness. You breathe in full, you breathe out full. And the breath will naturally calm down. That's the first tetrad. Second tetrad, breathe in and out, sensitive to rapture or refreshment. Breathe in and out, sensitive to pleasure or ease. And here again, you train yourself to do it this way. It's not going to happen on its own. And the pleasure and rapture are both physical and mental. Because as the Buddha said, when the mind settles down into concentration, there's a sense of pleasure, a sense of rapture, fills the whole body. The image he gives is of a bathman. Back in those days, they didn't have soap and bars. They had soap powder. They'd mix it with water to make a kind of dough. Then the bathman would then give it to you when you went into the public baths. You'd rub that dough over your body. Now, as he mixed the dough, he wanted to make sure that all the soap powder got moistened, but there was no extra water. In the same way, the Buddha says, when there's a sense of rapture and pleasure in the meditation, you allow it to spread to fill the whole body. That's a pleasurable sensation. It's a pleasure not of sensuality, it's a pleasure of form, as you experience the body from within. Then there's a sense of mental ease, mental rapture. Then the Buddha says you breathe in and out, sensitive to mental fabrication, in other words, perceptions and feelings. You become more and more sensitive to how you perceive the breath and how you can give rise to feelings of pleasure. But I said the task of mindfulness is not just to watch things come and go. If something is skillful, you try to give rise to it. And then you try to keep it from passing away. To try to give rise to that sense of pleasure, what the Buddhist calls pleasure not of the flesh, which is the pleasure not of the ordinary six senses, but the pleasure of how you feel the body from within. The pleasure of the mind as you feel it from within. To try to figure out what perceptions you're actually using to get this sense of whole body awareness going. Whole body pleasure, whole body breath. And then the final step in that tetrad is to calm mental fabrication. In other words, you go from pleasure to equanimity. And the perceptions you hold in mind get more and more calm. And you can pursue this all the way up through the formless states. Hold in mind perceptions that can keep you with the body, and then as the body gets more and more subtle in your awareness, you begin to sense a sense of space permeating the body. That perception is more calm. The perception of your awareness is even more calm. And so on down the line. So what you're doing is you're working with calm and insight. Tranquility and insight here at the same time. That's the ideal way of getting things to work together, because you're going to need both. And you're going to need both to work together. It's not the case that you do samatha for a while, or tranquility, and then you switch over to something totally different and do insight. You want your insights to come from calmness, and you want your calm to come from insight. The two work together. The more you understand what's going on here, the more quiet you can get the mind. The more quiet the mind, the more you can see. As the Buddha said, you want to get the mind into jhana. You work with tranquility or calm, and you work with insight. If you want to gain more insight, you get the mind into jhana. Whereas the Dhammapada says, there's no discernment without jhana, there's no jhana without discernment. So bring these two qualities of mind together. Ask the right questions when you find that you're out of balance, to bring things back into balance. When the path is balanced, then the results are going to be balanced as well.